Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Wednesday, September 15th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Coming soon to LA County, a new health order that will require you to show proof of COVID-19 vaccination or a recent negative test if you're going to big outdoor events or some indoor places. KPCC health reporter Jackie Fortier has the details.
Keep your vaccine card handy. The new rules will require adults to show proof of vaccination to enter indoor bars, breweries, and nightclubs. That includes both customers and employees who must have one dose by October 7th and both by November 4th. A recent negative test will not be accepted. The modified LA County health order also means big changes for outdoor mega events, which will, for the first time, include theme parks like Universal Studios. By October 7th, everyone working or attending an outdoor mega event like a Dodger game will need to prove they are fully vaccinated or show a negative COVID test 72 hours prior. Health officials say the vaccine verification is needed to stop the cycle of surges. Covering health, I'm Jackie Fortier.
One more note from Jackie. LA County's modified health order will not require restaurants to ask you for vaccination proof if you're dining indoors, but County Public Health does recommend that restaurants do it on their own. Along the vaccination lines, the city of West Hollywood is putting final touches on a vaccination requirement for customers and workers at restaurants, gyms, tattoo parlors, all indoor businesses. To get inside, you'll have to show proof that you're vaccinated. If you're not vaccinated, you can visit an outdoor business in West Hollywood. And for the places with indoor and outdoor spaces, West Hollywood Mayor Lindsay Horvath says there's a little flexibility, but only a little.
Individuals who do not provide proof of full vaccination may use outdoor portions of the covered business facilities and would only be allowed indoors, for example, to use a restroom if they were masked.
West Hollywood businesses with indoor spaces will have to start asking customers for vaccination proof on October 11th. Their workers will have to be fully vaccinated by November 1st. Horvath says the businesses that consistently fail to check their customers for proof of vaccination could get their business license suspended, maybe even revoked. Today's pandemic numbers, the number of COVID-19 patients in Orange County hospitals keeps dropping. It's down to 368 today. That's down 4 from yesterday. It's not a big drop, but the decline has been steady. 513 COVID-19 patients today in Riverside County hospitals. We're still waiting for the LA County number. The county had 1,224 COVID-19 patients in hospitals yesterday. That number has been falling also for a good long time. Turns out there wasn't a very long wait at all last night to find out if Governor Gavin Newsom would still be governor today. The early mail-in ballot returns from the recall election broke big his way, as did the early in-person vote totals. Now, more than two-thirds of the ballots have been counted, and nearly 64% of California voters said no to the recall. Here's KPCC senior politics reporter Libby Denkman.
It was always going to be an uphill climb for Republicans in a state as blue as California. Democrats outnumber registered Republicans here by about 2-1. And this was a governor who was elected with a historic landslide just in 2018. So when you talked about this recall, the idea of removing Newsom seemed like a long shot until we saw some polls coming out in early August that showed that Democrats were were not as aware of the election as Republicans, that perhaps Republicans, because they were so excited by the idea of removing Newsom and installing a Republican who, you know, Republicans haven't been elected to a statewide office in California since 2006, that enthusiasm gap would spell trouble for Democrats. But as we see, this wasn't the case.
KPCC's Libby Denkman. Firefighters are ramping up the battle against two wildfires threatening the giant sequoia trees at Sequoia National Park. Lightning sparked both the Colony Fire and the Paradise fires. They are combined now, 7,000 acres. That's not all that big, but it's what they're threatening. The 2,000 trees in the giant forest at Sequoia National Park. More than 300 firefighters are on the lines. Helicopters and air tankers are working from above when smoke conditions allow flights. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.